Hey everybody, the SWP is brought to you by Jim K. Ford and All Insurance Ontario.
You've heard a lot from me over the last 3 years, and I think I can help you. My goal is to save you money, and I'll make it easy too. I won't waste your time with 25 questions about whether you got your G1 on a Tuesday or a Friday. Text quote to 860-6008 to get started. All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Jim K. Ford Lincoln is turning 40, and to celebrate, they're giving you a gift. It's Truck Days, and to thank you for 40 years of support, Jim K. is offering up to $3,000 in factory order rebates. No matter what it is you have to do, make, move, or create, there's a Ford truck built for you. Come celebrate four decades of Jim K. by ordering your brand new Maverick, Ranger, or F-150 your way. Secure your order today. Get started at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
The SWP with Steve Warren and Jim Jerome. Ottawa Sports Talk every weekday.
All right, welcome to our show. It's another day of sports and whatever. Another day closer to the full-on loss of my voice. Steve Warren here in Ottawa. Jim Jerome there, alone on the prairie. How are things today, James?
I'm just reading about Jim Mattress Mac, Stevie. He's one of your buddies. You've been following him. He bet $1.5 million on the Houston Cougars. College basketball fans, Mattress Mac is back with a high-rolling bet on the Cougars. He's placed another $1 million bet on Houston, plus $900 to win the national championships.
Okay.
There he goes. Scoops, his $1.5 would win him $14 million.
Well...
This guy's an influencer.
Indeed.
Yeah, there he goes, man.
So
yeah,
that's good. We just finished up another episode of The Suspendables and right back at it again. And like I say, this cold thing is taking me down. I'm curious to see if I have any voice by our final show tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a wee one myself, Stevie. Weird. Yeah, weird.
Everybody's got it, as we talked about. Out of the gate of the news side of things, this is like a serious story. Mm-hmm. It happened here in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. But the explanation for the apparent crime is maybe the most moronic thing I've ever heard.
Uh-oh.
So the story is this. It's an Ottawa man who's on trial. But do you know what this guy explained it away? Basically, the judge said, why on earth would you put it on Pornhub? And the guy said, it was pretty well... getting close to the maximum on my phone, so I did it to clear up storage space on my phone.
What?
Is that not the dumbest thing or dumbest explanation that you've ever heard? The judge said, are you just making up answers as you go along? The guy says, no. So you actually thought Pornhub was your own private storage space. And the guy says, essentially. So.
Oh.
Wild story.
Yeah, how's that going to go over? Your Honor. Yeah. Okay. Stop right there.
Yeah.
Enough of you, dude.
Yeah. Let's jump into the sports side of things though. Jays made a big trade. Teoscar Hernandez, no more.
I know. What are they doing, man?
You need pitching.
I just read the headline, you know, to help them move forward, you know, it's like, that guy was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was a great player.
We can agree that, you know, watching the Jays lose their final game and that bullpen basically imploding.
Right.
They need some long relief, and Eric Swanson will provide that. I mean, he played in 57 games. His ERA, 1.68. His whip down under 1 at 0.91. So... he's going to be very effective, I think, for the Blue Jays if he keeps that up, obviously.
Another
pitcher by the name of Adam Macko. And it's one of those deals where you got to give to get. You know, most fans want, yeah, I'd like that guy. I want that Cy Young winner. I want the home run champion. And I want to give you this AA player that you've never heard of. It just doesn't work that way. So, obviously, Ross Atkins today said, no trade is ever easy. It always comes down to alternatives for both sides. And at the end of the day, it worked out that the deal made sense for both teams, but doesn't mean it doesn't come with some pain, because Hernandez was not only a really good hitter. Last year, he had 25 homers, 77 RBI. He was an all-star the year before, but he just seemed like the best guy in the world.
Well, the problem is, Steve, the whatever his title is, GM or president, what is, you know, the problem is, Steve, he took that story, that trade, and he put it up on Pornhub.
Sorry, caught me mid-sip there. I don't think that's true. I really don't think that's true.
Because he wanted to free up some space for more trades.
Nice. Nice. Anyway.
You started it, not me.
I suppose I did.
I don't like that deal. I don't like him getting rid of that guy. I'm a big Jays fan. I love that guy.
Yeah. Oh, well. No, I mean, he's still got 5, 6 years. He's 30 years old now, entering his 8th season, and he's really taking a step forward in Toronto, and it's tough to see him go. I think he was a big part of the chemistry, and that we all know that team was reminds me a little bit of the Ottawa Senators right now, and that they have so much fun together. Now, Sens have some things to work on, obviously, but the Blue Jays definitely had that in spades as well, and he was a big part of that, so that kind of sucks. Another big trade might be brewing in the world of the National Hockey League, and that is Erik Karlsson could be available. I guess the San Jose Sharks have made it be known that they're open to offers for Erik Karlsson. Mike Greer is the new GM in San Jose and did not shoot the idea down. He said, I'll listen, but at the end of the day, a lot will depend on Erik. He's got the trade protection and control on what he wants to do. I know right now he's happy. He's happy in San Jose. His family's happy here, and we're thrilled with how he's playing. And is that little matter? He's having a fantastic start, by the way. He's got 22 points in 17 games, leads all NHL defensemen in scoring. So at 32, he's having a real resurgence, a real turnaround season after some middling seasons lately. But it's that $11.5 million cap hit that just isn't really in play for a lot of players or a lot of teams.
It doesn't surprise me, right? When a guy starts to roll, that they go, okay. No, we can get something for him, right? No, you get something for him. I'll tell you what, there was a great thing that Kelly Chase put out yesterday. Speak of no trade, Stevie. When you bring that up, okay? I think the quote is from let me see here, Stevie. Hang on one sec. Stand down, sorry.
No, it's all good. Keep her going.
Is Scott Darling, Steve, the player? He's talking about playing in St. Louis, but I don't know if it's his tweet that I want to talk about or
Scott Darling. He's let's see where he is.
So I got the name right then. He was a former NHL player.
Yeah, he was a goalie in the NHL for a while with the Hawks, I think.
Yeah.
And so what's he doing? What's he said? What's
so anyway? He talks about, he says, St. Louis is the worst city in the country, the worst place to play, and was the first team on my no-trade clause agreement, okay? Well, guess who doesn't like that, Steve? Let's go with Kelly Chase, okay, who's a St. Louis guy, okay? And his response to this guy, he's pissed. His response to this guy is the best, Stevie. So after he says that, Kelly Chase weighs in and says, hey, buddy, I'm not sure what I'm more surprised at, your comment or the fact that somebody gave you a no-trade list.
I was going to say.
Okay. The other thing is, you didn't need to put us on it. We've got a good enough scouting staff. There was no chance of you ever being here anyway.
Wow.
Boom. Yeah. I wouldn't want to piss off Kelly Chase. I wouldn't want to be in the same room. Anyway.
Interesting. No, I would have thought the same as Kelly Rudy. No way would Scott Darling ever be given a no trade. But
Kelly Chase. Yeah.
Apparently he did. What did I say? Kelly.
You said Kelly Rudy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I just don't think that. I don't think that anybody would be Scott Darling. I should say. So that's the cold. The cold is taking out parts of my brain right now that are making me say stupid stuff. That's it. Interesting story. But back to Karlsson, though, you're absolutely right about him in that he is playing great. And I think the Sharks see maybe an opportunity because the guy, again, $11.5 million, and he's got like 4 more years in that contract. This time last year, guy's untradeable. Now he's playing great. And I think everybody's just waiting around for him to get hurt again because that's been his biggest thing. Hurtable. He's missed 30 games each of the last 3-4 years. And so the Sharks, I think, probably would take even be willing to take on some dough. But as Greer pointed out, ultimately it is a decision that's up to Erik Karlsson because he got the best possible contract. Huge money, huge term, huge control over where he's going to play hockey.
Yeah, and it's a shit team, right? San Jose right now?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not as bad as last year, but not good.
But not good, yeah.
Not good at all.
I smell a trade. I smell a trade there for sure.
What's a trade smell like?
Well, have you ever been on Pornhub? No, I'm just... killing me here today, Stevie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quit asking me questions.
Okay, sure. Because I don't have like a scratch and sniff computer monitor, so I don't know what you're talking about, right?
Okay.
Well, I'm taking it into the gutter, am I? Okay.
Yeah, you're drilling that thing way down there.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. So the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Interesting story in the Score in that they put together a list of who might get the call to the Hall in 2023. Mm-hmm. I hate my voice right now. My voice is driving me crazy. Some interesting names, though. Henrik Lundqvist, who I did not know has already been retired 3 years this time next year. That's time is going by way too fast. That was like
6 months ago, I might have said.
Yeah. He would have a chance to be, well, I think he will. I think he'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. We've also got the likes of Alex McGillney, and he's been lingering there for a long time. He's had some amazing single seasons, but career-wise, 1,032 points in 990 games, 473 goals. That, I think, puts you kind of on, career-wise, maybe on the bubble.
Oh,
but those,
okay.
76 goals. I don't think so. I don't think it's a shoe-in because he's been waiting forever, right? It's his 14th year of eligibility, so I don't know what's changed exactly. But it's hard to, I mean, that 76 goal season, that was pretty damn good. Others include, I don't think Pierre Turgeon is a Hall of Famer, but the stats would say he is. Holy cow. Right. 1,327 points in 1,294 games. You've got Rod Brind'Amour. Again, those are both superior stats, both Brind'Amour and Turgeon, to what McGillney has. And so some interesting names. Don't think Zetterberg's getting there just because he didn't play maybe enough. Well, 1,082 games. I'm wrong. 960 points. So some interesting names there as we move on toward next year at the Hockey Hall of Fame. Is there anybody that sort of sticks out for you?
Well, I know Rusty talked about it on the show. And he was very, very vanilla about Rod Brind'Amour.
Okay.
I think Curtis Joseph's on there. I don't know if you just mentioned that or not. But when I see a guy who's so successful, played so long, but then becomes a very successful head coach, I'm all about that's a pretty good notch in the old belt, fellas. Okay.
Right.
Because all these Hall of Fame things, Stevie, they always talk about numbers, right? Obviously, right? And if the numbers aren't there, how many championships have they won, given that, when you look at Stanley Cups, Pat Maroon, right, is a hell of a story, right? He won 3 Stanley Cups in a row and went a fourth time. And yet this guy's not going to have very big numbers, But I think Brind'Amour, when you become a really good coach like that, and you had illustrious playing career. Yeah, I think he should be in.
Struggle with that is that they split it, right? So once you become a coach, now you're measured on the builder's side.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Right.
All right.
So they keep them kind of separate. So I don't know if it, I don't know if that would impress anybody. I guess it wouldn't hurt just that your name's still out there that you, but it's not supposed to count, I don't think. It may be in an intangible way it could count, but it's not supposed to, I don't think.
Maybe we could get Lanny to come on and talk about it for 45 minutes or so.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be something? And it was just time and place. It wasn't like he was saying dumb things or anything like that. It was just not the time for Lanny McDonald, who hasn't played in, 32 years, whatever it's been. Anyway, right. we'll take a time out of the program. When we come back, Tom Brady says he's ready for his next challenge in the CFL. Okay. And Shaquille O'Neal is, I'm concerned about him. I don't know if he's making a joke or if he's not very smart. We'll talk about it coming up after these words.
Everyone knows that to get the best price on home and auto insurance, you have to shop around. But who really wants to do that? With access to all kinds of insurance markets, not only can I get you the best price, but I'll also make sure that you get full value for your money. Call me, I'm Jer Gerard, All Insurance Ontario, your modern boutique broker.
Jim K. Ford Lincoln is turning 40, and to celebrate, they're giving you a gift. It's Truck Days, and to thank you for 40 years of support, Jim K. is offering up to $3,000 in factory order rebates. No matter what it is you have to do, make, move, or create, there's a Ford truck built for you. Come celebrate four decades of Jim K. by ordering your brand new Maverick, Ranger, or F-150 your way. Secure your order today. Get started at jimkford.com.
At Jim K. Ford Lincoln, we say yes!
And if you're looking to sell your home, maybe you're in the market to buy a home that better suits you and your family, or maybe you're keen on an investment property. Well, the Glenn Walton Real Estate Team can help. And as part of his services, how about a $500 gift card to any store as a closing gift to you as a buyer if you list with Glenn and his team? Check it out today. Give Glenn a call. He's at glennwalton.com. So this Shaquille O'Neal thing.
Yeah, tell me about that.
I really hope this is a joke. I think it's probably just a very quirky sense of humor.
All right.
Because inside the NBA, he one time said, you could just stop and get $20 worth of gas instead of filling up your tank, or takes on how close the moon is to the earth. And these discussions had his colleagues rather amused. But his latest take is all about, again, all about the moon. And
oh, no.
So he says he was driving and the moon was on his left. Then suddenly the moon was behind him. Therefore, according to Shaq, there's more than one moon.
Oh, of course you'd go. Yeah, good.
There's more than one moon because it didn't stay in the same place. It's two moons. Two moons.
No, Shaq, no. Go back to giving $10,000 away a day, okay? Do that.
Right, yeah. That's it was a classic to hear Charles Barkley. He's like, it's because it's moving, fool, he says on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he said?
Two moons. That's his latest conspiracy.
You got some weird stories today, Stevie.
I know, because this is the brain I got right now because it's
weird. You're freaking
attacked,
me out.
Yeah. Attacked by viruses and things. I know. The Sens, before I get to that Tom Brady story, sounds like the Sens maybe in a situation where they've got two OHL owners who may team
up
in a bid to buy the team. And they are, let me see here, I've forgotten their names. Michael Andlauer, he's a Toronto billionaire, and he owns the Hamilton Bulldogs of the OHL. And he's formed a partnership with Oshawa General owner Rocco Tullio in an attempt to buy the Senators. I guess they tried last year to offer Eugene Melnyk $650 million. Melnyk was willing to listen, according to Bruce Garriock in The Sun, but didn't seriously consider it because Melnyk didn't really have that much interest at the time in selling the Senators. So the value is said to be $655 million. Bruce says it's probably somewhere between $800 million and $1 billion when the dust all settles and the new owner is in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all agree that whether it's these two guys or somebody else, that it's important that they get both Ryan Reynolds and Daniel Alfredson involved because both of them have shown an interest in the idea.
Right, right. Well, Ryan Reynolds is the guy who started all this, right? So, because you never heard of anything until Ryan Reynolds said, I'm thinking of buying the Sens, you know, or putting a group together.
And well, it was a week before the Sens confirmed that it was a week before Ryan Reynolds got in there. Sens made
the first day we heard about it. So maybe they're anyway.
Well, so the timeline was Ryan Reynolds said,
yes,
I'm interested in buying the Senators on the Tonight Show. He confirmed that it was a full 1 week earlier that the Sens made the announcement because that Sportico article came out that they're for sale and the Sens confirmed it. And then 7 days passed. Ryan Reynolds came in and said, I'm interested.
Right. Okay.
Just
all right.
Clarifying. Anyway,
when
should
he's
be
not
interesting.
On Pornhub, you know.
I would guess that Andlauer would have to divest himself of the 20% ownership he has of the Montreal Canadiens.
Yes.
That would seem to me a conflict of interest. I'm no expert legally, but that would seem like a conflict of interest. All right.
Yeah, with Jeff, I think Jeff Molson, right, is the main shareholder. So he'd have to.
Correct.
Oh, the problems of the rich, Steve. The problems of the rich.
Yeah, it's terrible. They got it rough. And Tom Brady thinks he's ready for a new challenge in the CFL.
No, he doesn't.
He's now 4-0 in NFL Global Series games. And on his podcast on Monday, Brady joked with his co-hosts Larry Fitzgerald and Jim Gray about his dominance outside of America after his Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat Seattle 21-16 in Munich, Germany over the weekend. I don't know if that's a dominated sort of a game, but anyway.
Right.
Says his quote is, "I'm hoping I can get to go play in the CFL at some point and really see what I can make of myself up there because things have gone pretty well for me outside of the country."
You know, strikes me as a little odd about Tom Brady, because he's come into his own, right? Sort of as a funny guy over the last 2-3 years, you know, when he won the Super Bowl in Tampa. He became, you know, he was showing up way more on social media. He was doing funny shit. And then, but very private before that, Stevie, really private, has got platoons of cash. But has he ever taken this divorce thing the right way? Like, it doesn't seem to, usually guys, Steve, would sort of lay down a little bit for a while, right?
Right.
With a family breakup, but not him, huh?
No, I don't think so. No, not at all. And I wonder how many more years he'll, because we've said this for 5 straight years now, I wonder how many more years this guy plans to play. I think he's retiring this time. I think that unless Tampa Bay has the same kind of rally that they had the year they won the Super Bowl, I think that chances are the Bucs don't make the playoffs, but who knows? You know, I should probably look at that because they were in a bad way there for a while, but they've been going okay lately. So I shouldn't be talking out of my...
You better be careful.
My cold, addled brain, which is already damaging our brand and program enough today.
You got to go lie down, man.
I know.
You got to go lie down. Yep.
Tampa Bay right now is... Okay, at 5-5, they're somehow in first place in the NFC South. So that's a bad record, but that's a bad division. Anyway, there's still a chance that he's out early or they don't make the playoffs, and I think this will be it for Tom after the whole divorce thing and figuring himself out. But who knows? Maybe he'll say, "Oh, I'm single now. I'm going to play till I'm 80.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to retire?
I don't know. I thought he, you know, I think it's, I don't care anymore, right? I know it was good fodder.
I know that.
I don't know about him, though. I don't.
Oh, okay.
But, I thought he should have done it when most guys would, you know, go out on top. But I guess he's a fierce, like, all you got to do is see these clips of him on the sideline sometime, you know, where he's kind of quiet. And then absolutely having conniptions, man, with players, you know. Where he's going berserk, you know, about it. So obviously he's got a lot of drive left in him. But I just don't see, I never did get it. I'm saying, how can this go better for you? You know? And yet you're saying that, you know, they're first in their division. So,
yeah.
I don't know, Steve. I don't know. It's weird. You know, do I think he's going to retire? I thought he would have last year or the year before.
Maybe he does want to go to 50. Who knows?
What do I know?
Speaking of lack of drive,
he's got a bunch of reasons to retire, Steve. Oh, not anymore.
All right. I've got to go. I'm going to go lie down. I would like to thank you.
Right. Bunchen, Steve. Isn't that his ex-wife?
Yes.
Okay.
I totally
got to go
that.
Lie down, man. Yeah, you better lie down. I'm worried about you.
Yeah. I'm going to lie down. I'm going to watch the Sens game, which is good. Yeah, I've already missed the first period.
Maybe throw out that fucking sweater too, Steve. All right. Toss that out.
That doesn't help anybody. There's nobody visually seeing what's going on right now. You've done shows
like
without shirts.
With the hoodie and the sweater and the, you know, I don't know. You're going to wear a plastic bag over yourself.
Well,
too,
I've got this
sweat
old,
it out.
I got this old cardigan on, this kind of fishnet, not fishnet. What do you call that? Fisherman's Wool. Sweater. Fisherman's sweater with the kind
cable.
Of
cable. It's kind of a cable. Cables, yeah. Stevie, go downstairs. Okay, go see your wife and get her to slather a bunch of Vicks VapoRub. Okay, all over your ears and your mouth and stuff. Okay, you just don't have it right now.
I thought you were going to identify.
Seldom happens, and all the years I've known you.
Yeah. I thought you were going to identify another body part, and imagine Vicks VapoRub there. Oh my God. I didn't lay A535.
I don't have to. I don't have to imagine.
Really?
Now, Jim, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, you need to go lie down, too.
I may have
don't,
to go lie
don't
down.
Don't do that while you're lying down.
Okay, I'll see you later.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. And apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your patience today. It was a rough one today. There's no doubt about it. Hopefully things are better tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
We'll see you.